It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robinhood Radio's rambling, roving, adventurous reporter. Ruth, what's going on out there?
Well, we have a story that follows this Kent School lawsuit that has been in the works for a couple of years now. If, for those who remember, an employee, an IT employee at Kent School was do we say charged or accused of taking pictures off the internet for years of young women at the school. He was finally found out. Well, there were complaints all along, but it was finally really found out in 2023 when he was dismissed. It's been so many of the persons who were victims of this crime of Daniel Cleary have been seeking a lawsuit against them, against the school, basically. And so this past week, a judge has said that this lawsuit, a class action lawsuit, can go forward. He is this Judge Daniel Claw is allowing former students to pursue a limited class action against the school over claims it failed to safeguard personal data that was allegedly accessed by this man. So this is quite a big story, and they have, as I say, the mostly women have been pursuing this, and at some point it was there was some stalemate, and but now the judge is allowing this to go forward. There are some other parts of the suit he that have been denied, but at least this part is going forth.
Anyone have any idea what he was doing with this information or pictures, whatever?
No, just I don't know
It's
that
part of
he.
I would say it's part of a bigger story that's going on just in general in our world. But has he been charged?
Yes, he
Okay.
is out on bail,
Okay.
and yeah, he has been charged, but
It's all alleged.
it's all alleged. And he accessed their photos and files for almost a decade, as you can tell. It started in I think 2016 and went on till they finally stopped it in 2023. Yeah, he is he of course pleaded guilty. Oh, and is free on a $25,000 bond.
Oh, he pled guilty, huh? No trial then.
No, he pleaded not guilty.
Oh, not guilty. Okay. I'm sorry.
The not didn't
I
all
didn't
right,
hear the not.
did not come through.
I did not. No.
Yeah, the not did
Okay.
not come
So
through.
he was doing this for 10 years, you say roughly, when they finally said
Yeah.
something's wrong. Now, was he high up in the IT department or
He
just
was head of it. Yeah,
oh,
he was.
okay. Well, that explains a lot right there.
Yeah. And if I'm remembering correctly, of course, this story has been floating around Kent for a long time now. One of his colleagues, said you've to the higher ups, you've got a there's something going on. Please check it out. And she says, allegedly, that her claims were ignored for a while until they weren't. And so, yeah, Jill, you're right. This is just a small, I mean, a part of a larger problem in many of these institutions.
And in
Yeah,
general,
because
I'm going to digress for 1 second, but if anybody would look in the Epstein files, you would see why and how. But
there are
back,
similarities.
I
Well,
should
and
say Epstein no relation files.
thank
You would
you.
see why and how.
And locally with the private schools too, because we've had IMS and Hotchkiss over here in Salisbury over the years having issues that were
Absolutely.
somewhat swept under the rug for a while and inevitably were forced out into the sunlight. So
Absolutely. We've had
it's
them in all of I can All my years of covering it, we've had several cases at the private schools, and
And
they are so protective.
they take a long
And
time to get the light of
the,
day.
yeah.
but what is also interesting is, especially if you have let's say institutional knowledge on, no pun intended, on these, how each time it was an isolated, how I, it was okay, but it's isolated. It's not widespread. It's isolated. And that is one of the main things that is rocking the boat right now. It's not isolated. It's widespread, and it's a
Any
problem.
idea when he might go to trial?
No,
No.
I'm sure it's going to be,
There's going to be
these
more,
things
more
linger.
time. And the
Yeah.
longer you
And,
go away, the shorter the people's memory becomes. And I'm almost sometimes so frustrated by the judicial system walking so slowly through everything.
Sure. That's, yes, that's a frustration worth being frustrated. That's a valid frustration, in my opinion. One quick thing about this. The school, when did they get included? I mean, how long has that debate been going on?
Oh, it's,
From the
well,
beginning?
yeah. I mean, as soon as he was discovered, I
Okay.
think the school got, certainly got involved, and they're,
What?
yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, and I phrased the question poorly. When was the school involved legally? The suit against the school has just come up.
Oh. No, it's been going on for a while. I probably since 2023 when it was all came to
Okay.
light.
I see. Okay.
This has been going on. Yeah. So, the victims had filed a lawsuit, and then it was gone through, and then they said, no, you can't, and yes, you can. And one of the big stumbling blocks in this whole thing was keeping the students' names out of the press. Out of
They're private.
they didn't want their names out there, and they've been fighting to for that. That's been a big part of this the whole time. So far, their names have not been released, but there was a push for that as well. So.
And I'm just gonna be the last parallel, I promise, but that's a similar situation that's been happening with the Epstein victims.
Yeah, a lot of, yeah. Probably the same in all these types of cases, I'm sure. Yeah.
Tie it all up in courts and motions and stop here and go there and stop. You just go to a different court to a different judge and you can get a different thing if you want. If your details, I think, if your details are still kind of there where you can't really put a solid finger to it and you can go from judge to judge. If it's all wrapped up, it shouldn't take that long. But sounds like this
Well,
thing
how many
covered.
years does it take, for murder victims to come to the fore, the court
Well,
cases?
exactly. How long does it take to actually kill somebody that you gave the death sentence to? 20, 25 years sometimes. But oh, well, I guess we'll see what's going to develop there. So
Yeah, we will follow that,
time
and
to move on to something that's a little less
on a
odd.
happier note, yes, we'll go to the high school where they have named the two top seniors, valedictorian and salutatorian. Ibi Sadah from Falls Village is the valedictorian, and Alexa Meach from North Canaan is the salutatorian. And I had the joy of chatting with them last week. Just lovely, lovely young women. And they will be giving their speeches at graduation this year. They both spoke highly of their success was due in great part to the teachers. They couldn't say enough about the teachers, how caring they are and how approachable they are. And it was very nice to hear. Ibby is going to Tufts and to study science, although she really likes history and literature, but she's leaning towards a science major. And Alexa, interestingly enough, is going to NYU to study political science. And she was very cute. She said 2016 gave her the spark, and she has become very interested in current events, and let's hope maybe she will see her on some legislative position in years to come.
I
But
have to wonder, how do you teach political science anymore?
well,
you start by going.
It's
I know
completely
that was
changed.
horrible. You start with the basics because nobody seems exactly. One of the things that I've been noticing and whinging about in the last long time, but specifically in the last week, is one of the first things that you're taught in a logic class is you take okay these two facts, quote unquote, don't mesh, and that's where like that's your base, that's your starting point. And if you don't know how to operate the system, and you don't know how to make legislation, and you've got a whole angle on it that's retail, like you're watching it, but you don't really know what how it works.
All
So I
righty.
would
Well,
think that one
let's
of the
get
things
back to
is.
the young ladies, and we wish them our best. Are they getting scholarships and stuff that you know of? They should be, I
Oh,
hope.
I'm sure. I would imagine they would be getting, yeah. But it's so refreshing. Every time I do these interviews, it restores my faith. These kids, and they're active, and not just in academics, but in extracurricular as well. And I think they told me there'll be 85 graduating this year in the class of
85, huh?
2026. Yeah.
That's
And then getting back to your bargain barn move,
Great burn, right?
I had a nice chat with Heidi Haskell this week. They're moving out. They'll be opening up today, right?
Right.
At the site, the temporary quarters at the American Legion Hall. Hours are, she say, 10 to 3, I think. And donations are being accepted. She just explained that the inventory will be smaller because of the smaller quarters, but there'll be plenty of items. And eventually, hopefully by this fall, they will be moving into their permanent new headquarters. Anybody going by can see the former real estate, I forget her name,
I think it was Jen Bosworth.
Jen Bosworth's office and house there. That's where they're moving. And it's owned by Brian Murtaugh, who is renting it to the Bargain Barn. So for you bargain hunters, and not just bargain hunters, Heidi talked about how it's really a hub for people. Lots of people come to check out the inventory, but also to meet friends and talk. And it's an important part of the community. And it's
And it's been going to interrupt for one sec because it has been for a long time, and that's why when there was initially talk of closing it,
Robinhood Radio came through, yes.
Tri-State Public Communications came through because it has been for how many years a hub, a meeting place, Tuesday's Community Day, but it's wonderful, it's wonderful,
It was very
and.
interesting. Yeah, looking back at the history, it started the basement of the Historical Society back when it was the Nightingale Shop run by the Sharon Auxiliary, the Hospital Auxiliary. So we're
Right.
talking a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, and all the money goes to a nonprofit, Tri-State Public
Public
Communications.
to operate the radio station.
And yes, the radio station is part of that. You have to go to
Tri-State,
the
yeah.
subtitle.
Yep.
So it's Tri-State Publications, not Robinhood Radio.
I'm sorry, Tri-State Public Communications. I lost the last word there. I
Communication.
failed to communicate.
I will have to change that. Well, I will try and change that. Okay. So that's tomorrow, today,
Just today, yep.
today. And as I say, and the American Legion Hall is behind the firehouse. If you go down West Main, look to your right at the firehouse, and you'll go in that the parking lot, and the entrance is in there. And The Swift House in Kent continues to be a topic. It was a meeting last week. The group has been charged, as I've told you, with coming up with some kind of recommendation for this historic farmhouse by April 30th. There are folks who are anxious to preserve it, and the thrust of the meeting this past week was starting to think about getting it on the National Register of Historic Places. And the Christine Adams, the executive director of the Kent Historical Society, said, you need a consultant to do that, and that could cost about $3,000. So I guess this committee will put forth that plea to the selectmen. But this is the historic building that's on Maple Street, just to the east of the downtown light. So that continues to be discussed. I'm not sure what's going on this week, Mike. What have you got? It's
Oh, there's odds and ends going on all
lots
over the
of
place.
250th celebrations and planning, and that's going to be going on for all summer long. But I have on Wednesday the ABC committee meeting. That's the All Boards Committee of Region 1 is meeting at 7 p.m. To discuss some items. But I'm not seeing much for the weekend. I don't know about you.
Yeah, right in here. I've got stuff in Massachusetts over in New York State. There's always something going on, obviously, in different places, and we cover all three.
Right.
Some of the ones, if you want local here for Falls Village, Hunt Library is having National Quilt Day, which is the 21st. That's Saturday, the 21st, from 5 to 7 at their facility. I didn't know you had a National Quilt Day, but obviously we do. We've got stuff from Sheffield that are Bushnell Sage Library up in Sheffield is doing a project about how Sheffield and Berkshire County were involved in the Revolutionary War. So they've got an ongoing series that happens on Saturday the 21st at 2 o'clock. And
Oh, that's fun. And that's a beautiful facility, that
yes, it
library.
is. Yeah, it's interesting. And again, one of the ones I cited I think is interesting, Berkshire Botanical Gardens is having an event called Go Big or Go Home, and it's the guide of how to grow world-class pumpkins, and are claiming you can grow a pumpkin up to 1,000 pounds. And I'm like, okay, now
Okay.
what do you do with it?
Yeah, you go put it in a contest.
That's right. So, yeah, if you check around, visit local websites. One of the best websites to go to in many cases are the library websites. They tend to have a lot of activities, and that sends you off into other places. So, as you're checking, or you can listen to us here because we do public service at the top of every hour. It's limited to a certain amount. I can't tell you everything that's going on, but we kind of highlight things that are interesting or of interest to all. So, and
If we're looking ahead to the next week, we can just to give folks an head start. On the March 26th, the Salisbury Republicans are hosting a candidates meeting at the White Hart. I believe that's 5 o'clock, but I'll have to double check. I think it's they're going to have the gubernatorial candidates and all those who are running. And then on the 27th, we have Salisbury Forum. And that's going to be connected to the 250th with Peter Vermilye and Ronan McCriskey and someone talking about the Revolutionary War and
all
heroes.
right. Well, Peter is always a treat to listen to. He's really great at these
He's
events.
terrific. Yeah, he's wonderful.
Having said that, guess what, guys? It's time to march on out of here. I won't say
Okay.
march out the back door, but and if you're
Yeah.
going later today to the bargain barn, you can go in the back door.
That
Okay.
is what you
It's
all
all
right.
yours, Jill.
Thanks a million. Ruth, thank you. Really, thanks a million. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There. Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robinhood Radio's rambling, roving, wandering, adventurous, exciting reporter on Robinhood Radio.